Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I read the bill in the last Congress. I read it this Congress. It's worse this time. It will ban anyone who ever had ADHD or hundreds of other psychological designations. Close to a million vets in the last 40 years that have been given post-traumatic stress disorder designations, they hand them out like hotcakes, will be banned from owning guns. Clinton already did it to 86,000 vets. And Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America joins us right now, ladies and gentlemen. The website, gunowners.org. Go to the legislative alert system. We are on the verge of Chuckie Schumer being able to pass this, one senator standing in their way. But this is red level alert. Larry Pratt, do you agree with that statement? This is a red level alert.
That's absolutely on the money. This is something that if it hadn't been for the diligence of Senator Coburn right now, this thing would have gone on its way. So
exactly. In fact, explain that. They almost passed this, but he just blocked them.
There's two versions of the bill in the Senate right now. One came over from the House. That was passed without the voice vote, with a voice vote, no recorded vote, no debate. Carolyn McCarthy, representative of Long Island, New York, that's her bill. And the Senate, Senator Leahy, introduced his own bill, and that bill has been heard in the Judiciary Committee, and there's been a turf battle over a provision that wasn't in the McCarthy bill between Leahy and Kennedy, and that was helping because until they resolved it, the bill wasn't going to go anywhere. So Schumer decided, nuts with them, he's going to take the McCarthy bill and move it. And he was seeking to get unanimous consent, just like they had in the House. But this time we had somebody that was able to be there in time to say, I object. And it hasn't quite happened yet, but that's what's in store for us this afternoon. At some point, they're going to force Coburn to show whether he can come up with 40 people to go with him on stopping the bill. And the only way right now he can do it is through some killer amendments, because the bill itself is viewed by almost everybody in the whole Congress as, oh, this is okay because both the Brady campaign and the NRA support it, so what's your problem? Well, the amendments themselves show what the problem is, and if they pass, they got the bill, and if they pass, they'll probably just pull the bill down.
Now, Larry, I know you're a classy guy, but we have to admit who the problem is. I read 2 years ago in that federal court case in D.C., where the NRA argued that all guns should be registered. I read it on air. We know they pushed for the 68 Gun Control Act. So did Charlton Heston, who I've interviewed. But I have the TV clips where they used him. Oh, let's stop criminals from having guns. Again, enemies close. I mean, friends close, enemies closer. I mean, let's just admit it. The NRA is infiltrated and controlled. When we were about to beat gun bills in Texas in 99, they came out and attacked us because we didn't want to ban people 18 and under from being able to go hunting with their grandfathers. I mean, look, the NRA is an enemy organization, not their members, but let's just face it, it's a Judas goat.
The only disagreement I would have is that I think they've always been this way. They were set up as a chartered organization by Congress. Union officers wanted to improve the marksmanship of Northern soldiers following the War of Lincoln's aggression, and as a result, we got the NRA set up, and Franklin Orth, who was their president in 68, said, we've always been for reasonable, workable gun control legislation. So they haven't really changed since their very beginning. They've looked at themselves as a handmaiden of the government, not as an adversary to the government, which was the whole idea that the founders had. When they set up the government, they knew that they were dealing with fire, and they wanted to have power divided.
Exactly. The only way to disarm the American people is to control the organization that leads them. Stay there, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. One more segment with him to break down this Second Amendment killing bill. We'll be right back.
Yeah. The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us from Virginia, right outside D.C., a true defender of the Second Amendment, Larry Pratt. You heard him. NRA set up basically as a military training auxiliary arm during the Civil War for martial law. And they helped get the 68 Gun Control Act passed. And you tell gun owners that, you tell NRA members that, they don't believe it. See, it's our job as real Second Amendment defenders to explain how they're Judas goats. It's just like the Red Cross involved in all the corruption all the time. We're not saying you're bad because you volunteered and gave money or went and helped people. You're good. But it's the upper echelon. It's like you give money to United Way. You're not bad. They are. They've been caught. They're pushing gun control, folks, and you try to tell people that, they can't believe it. And so the biggest threat here is that the group with 4 or 5 million members, or whatever it is now, people run there for help, and then they don't really help. They put out rhetoric. And then you got groups like Gunners of America. It's the second biggest group, but it's tiny in comparison. Then you got other little auxiliary groups like Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, that's no compromise. By the way, Larry, reading this bill, this would ban cops, too. Just like the family violence or the wife beater stuff. If a woman just says she thinks she's in danger, she's never been touched, they go get a restraining order, you lose your Second Amendment. We told cops that would happen back in 99-2000. It did. So when you say veterans disarmament, I mean, that's true. But isn't it much, much worse than that, Larry?
It is. We have admittedly focused on the veteran because he's the guy that's been in harm's way, who's going to be rewarded for having put his life on the line by having his Second Amendment rights taken away from him, and it will be operated on by, his records will be put in without a court order, without any kind of warrant, be put into the don't buy a gun list. 83,000, like you were mentioning, already have been, and $1 billion in the bill says anybody else that hasn't yet been put in would be put in. And you're absolutely right. It'll go well beyond veterans. It'll be the kid that was given some psychiatric drug because he had a fisticuff on the school grounds, somebody that was in a domestic situation. And all it takes is a psychiatrist to say that you might be a danger to somebody else. You don't have to get convicted of anything. It's not necessary. Bye-bye gun rights. And once this lack of due process gets this kind of a toehold in this bill, obviously it's not going to stay there, and the time could well come when people will just be plain locked up.
Now, by the way, Clinton already did this with 83,000. I was misquoting 86. See, my memory fails now, folks.
But your point's quite correct, and it was his Veterans Administration that did that.
And so this has happened before. I mean, I've had guests on. It's even been in the news. I know countless veterans who have no criminal record, but, you know, went to see the Army psychologist after they collapsed, you know, in 1972 or 1969 or 1991.
Sure.
And from heat exhaustion in some cases. And they just, basically, everybody just gets it put on. And they say, oh, you get 3 days off. You've got to take these pills.
Well,
and now it's over.
We've got a letter on our website at gunowners.org from a retired judge who was talking about some fellows his age that he knows. They're all Vietnam vets. The ones he's talking about all have this post-traumatic stress disorder. And they go see a veteran administration counselor from time to time. Well, evidently, their names haven't got put into the list yet, but what's concerning them is that here they have had careers for 40 years, most of them are probably retired now. They've got concealed carry permits. They've been vetted. They don't have any crime for 40 years in their background, and yet if this measure passes,
and they got people that want to come after them is the point.
Oh, probably the next time they go to renew their CCW, their concealed carry permit, they're oh, not only can you not have your permit renewed, you have any guns at home? Those are illegal.
Now, by the way, in New York, in Illinois, in places where they have state laws like this, they're already raiding old people. I see it in the news every week.
Yes. And in Maryland, for example, if you want to buy a gun, you have to sign a release to the state police so that they can go at your medical records. So no warrants, just in order to exercise a constitutionally protected right, you have to sign away your privacy. Now, where is the hue and cry about
how it started in New York, see, and then by the time it ends, no one can have a gun.
Well, the amendments that Coburn's going to make them vote on, one would be no data going into the database without a court order. That takes away what the Veteran Administration did. In fact, the names that are already in there have to come out on pain of financial penalty for the FBI and the Veterans Administration. And then lastly, the major amendment that he has is you have to be adjudicated in the old-fashioned sense of a real court, not a psychiatrist.
Let's be clear. We want the common law, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, due process. We don't want Napoleonic or Roman civil law where they just say, we say so.
Amen. That's what this ball game is all about. We're talking about due process, basic protections of the rights of individuals against the mighty power of the government. And by the way, the NRA says, well, but these veterans can get an expungement. Okay, that's an amendment that came from the House measure as it was leaving the House.
Yeah, and good luck getting an expungement.
Precisely.
Okay, folks, I know people who are falsely on these lists or misdemeanors keep from getting guns. It's basically impossible.
And the reason is because even when it was possible before Charlie Schumer shut off funding for it, but now it would be possible again, for a while at least, with this new measure. That means that you're going to have to prove your innocence. Now, in a real trial, you have to be proven guilty by the government, and they have to do that.
No, this is the new system. See, I'm going to explain this to police listening. The family courts, the traffic courts, they didn't exist until 60 years ago. They're not real. And see, now it's all these other new, it's not even courts, it's the computer says, a psychiatrist says.
A tribunal of any kind.
By the way, psychiatrists have the highest rate of any professional group of suicide. For some reason, next it's dentists because of the stress.
It's all the mercury that they put in the air when they do those drills.
Exactly. But my point is, they're so nuts. Look at how the Soviet Union used the psychiatrist.
That would be the end of the road for what we're starting on right here. Now you only lose your right to keep and bear arms with this lack of due process and the possibility that a psychiatric diagnosis toasts your rights. But the next step would be, gee, we better have some preventive detentions here. Hey, Doc, that guy looks dangerous, right, Doc?
By the way, Texas this year at a special session tried to pass it where a doctor or a nurse at a hospital can have you committed indefinitely, instantly. No judge, no cops, no jury, no nothing.
No facing your accuser, no bringing your own witnesses, nobody arguing on your behalf, just goodbye. That's very, very close to what was happening in the Soviet Union and in Nazi Germany. They prostituted medicine to that point, and they became an adjunct of the secret police, basically.
No, that's it, and one of the strongest arms of it. In fact, with Hitler, it started with the psychiatrist killing the infirm, killing the old, killing the retarded.
Yes.
And then, oh, they're mentally ill, kill them. And then, oh, he's a political dissident. They started saying psychiatrists could tell if you were lying, and so they could admit that in court. It's incredible.
That is the ball game that we're talking about right now, that Senator Coburn is preparing to do battle for, to hold this thing.
Now, I'm glad we've got one senator. I mean, I just can't believe the NRA, in federal court rulings, is trying to get them to say everybody should have to register their guns. I can't believe, folks, I've read it on air, directly from the Find Law, directly from the federal filings. You remember that a year and a half ago, 2 years ago?
Right. Technically, they weren't contesting the underlying law if the present one goes away. But it was the fact of the matter is, if you look at their overall record, they have, as Franklin Orth said back in 1968, supported every since the beginning, since their beginning in 1871. That was his statement. They have supported workable and effective gun control legislation. So.
They are the fathers. The NRA is the father of gun control. You know, Larry, in the few minutes we've got left, and I want to come back and plug your membership, try to get people to join, because you need soldiers and you need financial support right now more than ever. But run through some of the NRA history for those that don't know.
Well, we had a guy go down to the archives the other day. We were looking for something on behalf of something our attorneys at the foundation are doing, and he ran across a letter from, I think his name was Cummins, at the NRA, arguing that the National Firearms Act, that was still a proposal at that time, hadn't been enacted in 1934, didn't go far enough, and basically he was proposing what we would now call a semi-auto ban.
Now, was Cummins the head of the NRA or a board member at that time?
I'm going to have to take a look when I get an actual copy of the letter, but
that's fine, go ahead.
He was speaking for the NRA on behalf.
So an official NRA letter to the government.
Exactly right. And
who was that letter to again?
It may have been to the Attorney General, because that's where our guy was.
We'll just, okay, go ahead.
Looking around for stuff, but the fact of the matter is that they didn't think that the Socialist Administration of Roosevelt went far enough. Oh my goodness. And so that kind of, happily, they sort of backed off from that in 94, but you can see that they've been conflicted every time. And when they wrote the Brady Law, they wrote the present background check that governs every sale of a gun at a store, it didn't seem to faze them that that was registration, that the government was capturing all of those names. Actually, the 68 Gun Control Act was registration. It's just that the records are kept in all the stores.
But now it's electronic, and now it's accessible. Now it's a dragnet. Now, folks, I want fake conservatives to listen. Everything Larry Pratt's saying is documented. Do you understand the father of gun control is the NRA? Do you understand they were for the 68? They were for what happened in the late 90s. They're behind this. And then they have the fake liberal media attack them, and then that fools you into supporting them, just like the Federal Reserve paid newspapers to write articles against the Federal Reserve Act, claiming that the bankers were against the Federal Reserve Act. See, that's how they trick you. Larry Pratt, this is so historical. Stay with us. Please tell us more on the other side.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Before we get into the history of the NRA with Larry, I'm going to get back on for a full hour to do this soon. Larry, I've told the listeners to call to join, but I don't think I've pointed out how serious it is. The NRA isn't just conflicted and compromised. Larry's being nice. They're only conflicted in that they want to act like they're pro-Second Amendment to fool you. They are enemies of the Republic, period. And as they were exposed, they got more hardcore. And then we saw, you know, Bob Barr on the show, NRA board member, say Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton. They have supported the last three big gun initiatives even before that. But in the 30s, in the 60s, and in the 1990s, and then now. So I guess four big initiatives. And Gun Owners of America is the next biggest group, and they're tiny in comparison. You could change that. You could become members. A membership, and you get the newsletter, and all the benefits of that, $20. How much to be a lifetime member, Larry?
$500.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to become a member. I'm a little cash strapped right now. I'm not going to become a lifetime right now, but those that are should become a lifetime. You know, these guys will proudly on an airplane tell me they're a lifetime member of the NRA, and I don't even want to hurt their feelings and tell them they basically joined up with Stalin. But, and I'm not kidding when I say this, folks, they're Judas goats. People need to call Larry Pratt right now, and you need to become lifetime members or bare minimum a yearly member for $20. They need the money. They are fighting tooth and nail. The NRA is telling you to go with the victim disarmament bill. Larry, how do they call you? How do they become members?
Well, they can call a toll-free number, 888-888-6-GUNS. That's 888-886 and then G-U-N-S. And if they get on the internet, that's the easiest way. Go to gunowners.org, and there's really two places to join. One's a freebie, an email alert list, and I really need to be sending email to the Senate right now. Not, you know, this evening, now, because this is coming down, and the Senate needs to know they're starting to shake things loose by what they're doing.
You know what? I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, just like I've given to Ron Paul about four times, my dad has. I'm going to become a lifetime member, $500. What will you do with that $500 when I call 888-886-GUNS, 888-886-GUNS, or gunowners.org?
Well, one of the things that I would very much like to see us do is get into the YouTube generation, get up call it a home studio.
A weekly news report. Just put a background behind you to the weekly report.
It's something like that. And also, when something comes up in a local city, San Francisco's always doing something nutty, to be able to respond to that so that a
And by the way, for an organization, you got to have an extra webmaster, a video guy. It's going to take some money, folks.
It's a researcher or two or three to be able to keep up with all that, to get the script ready to go. And then, you know, by the time I look at it, it needs to be pretty well digested.
Exactly. This stuff doesn't happen on a professional level for free. They are totally scrapped. They're all we've got. They're no compromise, salt of the earth. Been around for how many decades?
Well, we're well into the third decade.
Folks, I'm telling you, the NRA needs to be arrested. The leadership are a treasonous. And when I say that, I mean, this is espionage. The people, we ought to dig them up. People from the 30s, the 60s, that was treason. Deposed as conservatives and then to try to pass gun control and to successfully do it and now to support this. I mean, I'm serious. Chuckie Schumer needs to be tried for treason because I've had enough, man. This is our guns. They want to have their way with us. 888-886-GUNS. And I'm sorry to be that hardcore, Larry, but I mean, we start talking about treason here.
Well, I very much appreciate your support, and that means a lot. And I think because you've got such a large and faithful listenership, that could really help. And I hope people will at least do something today, send some email, because nobody else is talking about this. The NRA is not asking their folks to support a gun control measure. We're the only group that's out there hustling the grassroots, asking, will you please let these guys know that this is gun control, because otherwise all they're hearing from the NRA is, that's no problem.
Again, I'm not saying the members of the NRA are great. I'm telling you the leadership, and not the whole board, but over the history, there have been traitors in there who knowingly lied and told people it was good and got gun control passed. And, Larry, I want to get you up the next few days to do the history because we're out of time. But 888-886-GUNS, 888-886-GUNS.
Or gunowners.org.
Gunowners.org. But in the minute we've got left, just a little bit more history on the NRA.
Well, it was started in 1871, and they, for a long time, were just simply a shooting organization. They didn't get started into the political arena directly until 1976, when Interestingly enough, Gun Owners of America was also organized at that time because we saw that the NRA wasn't doing anything in the political arena. The 1968 Gun Control Act had come and gone, and the BATF was running out of control during all that time, and really very little was being done to stop it.
And now you've gotten a letter from back in the 30s where they're writing to the secretary. They're writing to the Attorney General saying, hey, we need more gun control.
We need more guns banned.
It's incredible. All right, God bless you, Larry Pratt. Let me talk to you during the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the mark of the beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice. It says, worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chance at bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
We just had Larry Pratt on. They were set up in 1976 because the NRA was selling us out. They pushed the 68 Gun Control Act. They pushed the Brady system. They, quote, compromise. They're the Judas Iscariot. And you need to go join Gun Owners of America, 888-886, and then guns. Or just go to gunowners.org. I'm telling you, you need to join, you need to support them, so we can get a real organization with enough members to fight for the Second Amendment while they're trying to disarm our veterans right now. And we've got that posted and the bill posted, H.R. 2640, any post-traumatic stress disorder, any ADHD, all these fake designations, no gun ownership anymore. period, on the verge of passing right now, and Bush says he'll sign it. All right, I'm going to shut up now and go to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor at the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics, chief economist at the Treasury, number two there. And he's a gracious person. I wish he had a book he was pitching. I wish he had a newsletter. No, he's just for free. And again, most people have to make a living. He's retired. It's just so gracious. He comes on all the time, all these shows and everything he does. And he isn't even pitching anything but liberty and freedom. And I wanted to get his take on Greenspan saying the dollar's plunging, pushing for that before it plunged even further, saying it was going to plunge, knowing it would do that, saying now they're now saying a weak dollar's good. They're now saying housing's going to pop. It appears to me, and the Financial Times of London stated that they are doing this on purpose, that they want to blow out the economy so they can consolidate all the smaller banks and real estate and things. Dr. Roberts, with your expertise at the highest levels of this, can you give us your expertise on what's happening right now?
Well, Alex, I wouldn't know if there were some motivations of the sort you described. I wouldn't know anything about that. I do agree that Greenspan's low interest rates created a housing bubble, caused people to get in financial difficulties, and they used that to keep the economy going, I guess, you know, for Bush. And I think that they're now using easy money to bail out the financial institution holding the troubled subprime derivatives, many of which seem to be leveraged, and that the consequence of this new dose of liquidity will be further pressure on the dollar. And of course, I don't see how it's in their interest to put further pressure on the dollar, because it might not take a whole lot more to knock it out of its reserve currency role. And if it loses its reserve currency role, there's no way we can finance the domestic government budget deficit or the enormous U.S. trade deficit. So I don't see how it benefits them. I think it's more likely to happen from their stupidity and incompetence and their inability to see how things are connected, as opposed to some master plan in which they can see how everything is connected. I just don't remember people in Washington being that intelligent. Generally, they were not aware of the consequences of their actions.
Well, the Financial Times of London said that the big central banks are basically, I can send you the article, recklessly trying to blow things out. They issued the credit so that the brokerage houses and smaller banks would then get overextended. Then the big banks wouldn't buy that paper, which we know they've not been doing for 2 months. Then that bankrupts them. Then they get it all for basically chicken feed. And then the Financial Times said that basically it's very dangerous and that it could cause a crash. They said, we agree with a slow decline of the U.S., but we don't like this fast decline.
Well, I don't see how it's in the interest of the powers that be to destroy their base, which is the U.S. So I think that what's basically happening is that in efforts to bail out the subprime derivatives with new interjections of liquidity, that it will put further pressure on the dollar. And, of course, to repeat myself, the only reason the United States government can borrow abroad is because of the reserve currency status. It's the only reason people finance our huge trade and budget deficits. And so if we lose that, then we're just a banana republic.
Dr. Roberts, we had Bernanke, the current Fed chairman. We had the former Fed chairman, Greenspan, and the one before him, Volcker, all simultaneously, not this last weekend, but the weekend before last, as you know, announced that the dollar was going to go down and be replaced by the euro, announced that housing was going to plunge, announced that we were going to have horrible inflation, maybe even stagflation, as you talked about a month ago on the show. And they know that even if that was true, by saying it was going to make it worse, then to look like heroes on Monday, they cut it, as you know, 50 basis points. It looked like a schizophrenic move, but now they get to kill the economy, but then also claim they saved it short term. And then 2 days later, Venezuela dumped the dollar to their oil. The Saudis, on their interest rate, quit pegging it to the dollar. The Chinese moved more of their basket towards other currencies. I mean, it's. I can't. Did you ever think you'd live to see this, the end of Bretton Woods?
Well, I've been predicting the dollar's demise, as you know, for some time now. And those reasons, but for other reasons as well.
But, sir, we've got China. Exactly. We've got China threatening to do it. And then it's like Greenspan and them and Bernanke go, okay, we'll just do it first. I mean, is that not what it looks like?
Well, it may look like that, but I don't think that's what it is. And it may well be Greenspan and his crew covering up for their own failures or manipulations in order to keep Bush riding high while he fought a war.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that since it's going to go down, they're now jumping in and making the announcement like they heralded it.
Yeah. I think that the low interest rates were to keep the economy going for two reasons. One, to help Bush so he could fight the war. As Greenspan says, he was in favor of invading Iraq, even though they hadn't done anything. And the other reason was they had to cover up the damage being done by offshoring. And so they created an artificial rise in housing prices that people would then refinance, take the money out, and spend it. And so the entire Bush presidency has been based on consumers going deeper in debt.
Oh, I agree with that analysis.
Spending their household equity. So I think that's what they were doing. The consequences for the dollar were there the whole time, as I pointed out. And the real problem with the dollar is the offshoring, because we are now so dependent on goods made abroad, primarily by American firms who relocated abroad, but when they come back in, they count as imports. So we have these tremendous trade deficits that we don't still make enough in the United States to sell the balance. And so what finances trade deficits is the fact that the dollar is reserve currency, so people are willing to hold it as reserves. Now, when the status of the reserve currency is undermined, is what we've talked about before is happening. Already, the dollar is reduced, or at least at the end of last year, it's probably worse now, but at the end of last year, the dollar comprised 66% of foreign central bank reserves.
Yes.
See, so it's already declined. The euro was 25%, and other currencies were
9%. I just saw it the other day, sir. It's at 59 point something.
Yeah. So, it's gonna come down. Greenspan said that the euro could be a substitute, and we've talked about that trouble too, Alex. The euro is a currency of a political unit that doesn't really exist. It's a quasi existence. I mean, the notion of Europe as a political entity is something that some of them have been pushing for, but it's still separate countries. And England is a part of the EU, but it's not a part of the euro. Other countries are in the euro, but they don't have they haven't become states.
Well, as you know, sir, that's the European Union's argument, that as the dollar declines, that will force people to recognize and strengthen the euro, which it's done from opening at 80 to the dollar and now at 142 plus against the dollar. There's no doubt that a weakening dollar is strengthening the euro. But going back to your point about them using this salve or this drugging to, you know, speed up the economy artificially on debt while they completed their deindustrialization and their globalization, I mean, where do you see it then fleshing out? Then I want to get into your two police brutality articles you read in the last couple of weeks.
Alex, you it's wonderful how you can just sort of lump all these things together. You're right that there are some connections, but I think the police brutality, it's always been a problem.
Oh, no, I was wanting to just separately jump into that, you know, that story that you're covering to get your perspective and take. I wasn't trying to nexus the two there, if you misheard me. I just wanted to see where you now think with this new economic data coming in, forecasting with a clearer picture, if you can give us an estimation of what you see happening in the economy.
Oh, in the economy?
Yes, sir, and then get into police state.
Well, it's not clear how the economy can be kept going now because the consumers are so maxed out in debt, and the principal asset that most of them have, the homes, aren't selling, are falling in price, and there's no more equity in that asset for them to bleed out and spin. So where will the purchasing power in the consumer's hands come from to keep driving the economy? I don't see where that is unless the owners of capital start sharing the productivity gains that they're getting, I think, primarily from their offshore production, with the domestic workforce and start increasing wages and salaries. Unless you see that, I don't see any real way for the economy to continue to move forward.
In fact, we're seeing the reverse. We're seeing actual salaries stay the same or go down when they're averaged in with inflation. So we're seeing all the forecasts from decades ago. If we don't have any jobs or any manufacturing, at a certain point, Americans won't be able to buy these goods anymore because they won't have jobs. And the argument was, well, we've got the dollar, but then now the dollar's being debased, so it's unbelievable.
Well, when they go to buy these foreign goods in Walmart, the price, as the dollar goes, as long as the Chinese keep their currency pegged to the dollar, the American consumer won't really experience the ruin. But the minute we, for some reason, the American authorities keep beating up on the Chinese not to peg to the dollar, which means the currency in China would rise in value relative to the dollar, and then that's when Americans will feel pain.
But see, Dr. Roberts, you just hit the nail on the head right there. Okay, we got Greenspan bad-mouthing the dollar. For 2 years, they've been bad-mouthing the overvalue of real estate, trying to pop that cash sink. They're running around trying to get the Chinese to do something that'll hurt the American people. They're busy shipping all our jobs overseas. I mean, they're not accidentally just doing all these things exactly right to hurt us. I mean, it can't be an accident that they're doing the entire exact...
Well, it can be, because... you see, most of them in Washington, they still think in terms of free trade, and they think that free trade is always good and it doesn't hurt anybody, it benefits both sides. They've not figured out that offshore production is not anything to do with trade. It's with labor arbitrage, as we've talked about before. But they can't figure that out. And every time I tell them, it just kind of goes over their heads. It's not anything they've been able to get their minds around. So they think, oh, this is, we have always benefited from free trade. It always works. And they think that the only trouble is that the dollar is out of adjustment because the Chinese have fixed the price of their currency. And therefore, if they could just get the Chinese currency at a market rate, that the dollar then would go down.
But the Chinese are actually trying to keep their market.
I want to tell you what they think, Alec. I'm not trying to defend it. I'm telling you what they think. So they think then if the dollar went down, that we would sell more to China, but we'd buy less, and therefore the trade would go into balance. Now, so what they're trying to do is superimpose a free market way of thinking on top, over what is not free market, but offshore production. The American firms have simply relocated their production somewhere else, or they've relocated a lot of it, which comes back in as imports. So there's no way we can escape. The consumer cannot escape a lower real living standard from a Chinese revaluation. They just don't understand that. So,
well, I mean, I boil it down to this. We got a break, Dr. Roberts. Come back and tell us what you think right on the other side. And just in closing, to simplify it, I want to get your take on this when we get back. It's not free trade if it's a slave state that's a totally different standard of living. It's really simple.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police forger, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más.
que me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa de viento la vida me llevó y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. We were just talking during the break, and it's a short-term versus long-term goals. Short-term, it's good for the Fortune 500 to move everything to China. Long-term, it's devastation. Try to put it as simply as you can, because I understand what you're saying, how we talked during the break. But, and I'm not that smart, but I'm not dumb either. If I'm having trouble grasping what you're saying, and now I totally get it, it makes sense and fits in what I've already researched. How do you simply put it to the listeners? Because as you said, not many people, Dr. Roberts, are talking about what you're talking about. Please explain it to us.
All right, Alex. It's not a question that the American firms can't compete with Chinese firms because Chinese firms have slave labor. That's not the problem at all. We're not trying to compete with Chinese firms. The problem is that the American firms have relocated in China and are themselves using the cheap Chinese labor to make the American brand names that they sell in the States. So they are simply have replaced the American workforce with a Chinese workforce so that the American consumers of the products no longer are making those products, so they're deprived of the incomes associated with the production of those products. So this has nothing to do with trade. It has to do with the offshoring of production for our home markets in order to take advantage of lower cost abroad. So it's not a trade argument at all, and that's why protection wouldn't be an answer, because normally we think of protection as protecting domestic firms from foreign firms' products. But they aren't. But the domestic firms are the ones that are making the products abroad and are bringing them back in. So the tariffs would go against the domestic firms, and they would be opposed and lobby against them and prevent their passage in Congress. So that is the situation that we really face. It's a dilemma for economic theory because there's no longer any connection between the profit motive of the corporations, of American corporations, and the general welfare of the population.
All it did was end game. All it did was make it to where the power got centralized more in those global corporations, and it weakened the nation state, which is what the globalists say they want.
Well, look, what in economic theory, there is a connection between the profit motive of firms and the general welfare of the population. But when the firms are based offshore, that connection is broken. So all of the assumptions about how capitalism serves the public interest fall apart. And so it's a real dilemma for economics, and it's the reason the economists don't address it. They don't want to face it.
Isn't this really just strip mining, looting, parasitic, piratical activity?
No, it's nothing of that. And I don't think it has anything to do with one worldism. I think it has to do with the short-term thinking of CEOs who are themselves short-term, and not many of them last very long.
Well, stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute. Stay there. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.